UK polling is indicating a collapse of the vote for minor parties like UKIP, the Greens, and even the Scottish Nationalist Party. There has been a move back to the two major parties, in particular, the Conservatives. It is now hard to see any way that Prime Minister Theresa May could lose the looming UK election on June the 8th. Despite May publicly declaring that an election is necessary to support her upcoming Brexit negotiations, the real reason is probably rooted in pragmatism, as Roderick Chambers found out from the University of Sydney's Professor of Politics, Simon Tormey.
All of her advisers have said Labour Party's in complete disarray. The opinion polls have got us, you know, miles ahead, 20 points ahead. What we could do here is lock in, you know, 130, 140 seat majority, and then you're going to be basically untouchable for the next 5 years, and whatever you want to do, whether it be on the economic front, social affairs, Brexit and so on, you'll be able to do.
Of course, there has been a bit of a bump in the polls just in the last couple of days for Jeremy Corbyn. The problem with him, though, is that there's nobody in the polls of his parliamentary party that appear to be supporting him much. How could this play out? I mean, there have been rumours that Tony Blair's been in the background organising a breakaway party. Do you think this could happen?
It could do. I mean, the Labour Party, you know, there's a lot of internal politics going on there. What's really going on is that Corbyn has latched on the figure of 30%, is what he needs in the national share of the vote, in order for him to go back to his own party and say, I did just as well as Ed Miliband did in 2015, you can't sack me. What he's trying to do is to reassure that core support, which he does have in the Labour Party, and those young people who joined up when he became leader after 2015, and saying, basically, you know, if we get under 30%, there'll be an absolute raucous cry there. They have to get rid of me, and they have to get rid of Radical Labour, and they'll bring in a Blairite figure. So there's an internal election, if you like, which is around who's in charge of the Labour Party, and then there's the general election. And we know the result of the general election. We know it's going to be some sort of very large majority for Theresa May.
And how young are these young people that he's got coming into the party? Because I noticed that Theresa May is ruling out bringing down the voting age to 16.
Yeah, so we're talking about the 18 to 25 demographic here. The problem for Corbyn is that that's also the demographic that voted heavily for Remain in the Brexit vote. So they were 72% in favour of Remain in that age group, but they're quite radical. And some of the things that Corbyn is pitching to them, for example, the abolition of university fees altogether, moving to back to the sort of German style, is actually quite popular, as are things like renationalising railways, building more houses and so on. So there is a kind of quite clear radical pitch there, very easy to digest, which is aimed at that sort of 18 to 30 demographic, which is having real trouble paying off fees, getting on the housing ladder, getting first and second jobs and so on. So there's a kind of, and that's why, frankly, in the last sort of week and a half, Corbyn's support has actually firmed up. So it looks like, as you, to go back to your first question, it's not going to collapse. We're not going to see a collapse of the Labour vote. What he's doing is basically trying to guarantee that 30%, you know, make sure that I've got that anchor point and that we don't have a meltdown.
Because couldn't the Lib Dems get some traction with this sort of constituency, given that they're the ones that are saying that we should be remaining and somehow reversing the Brexit decision?
Right, now this is a really interesting subtext. If you'd asked me what I thought would happen about 2 months ago, a lot of us were expecting the Lib Dems to really kind of profit from the fact that the Labour Party's current line is to support Brexit, albeit with social protection and controls and so on, and for the Lib Dems to rise up in the polls. But that's just not happening. What we're seeing here is a two-party squeeze on all the other parties. So UKIP has gone down dramatically in the polls. Liberal Democrats have gone down. The Green Party has gone down. SNP in Scotland is even wobbling, and they're beginning to sort of predict that maybe the Tories will actually get some traction in some of those maybe Edinburgh seats, Lowland seats and so on. So this is quite extraordinary. It means that really those who voted to remain are kind of given up on that campaign.
There's been this fracturing to smaller parties, and now we're seeing a move back to major parties, particularly a Conservative Party, yet the leader, Theresa May, isn't that popular. Who is popular in UK politics?
Oh, I think Theresa May is popular enough. So I think she's convinced Middle England, if you like, that, you know, her sort of ordinariness, her rather sort of dour exterior, belies a certain sort of steeliness, and people do recognise that in the next couple of years she's going to have to sit down with some pretty tough characters in the European Union. So they know they've got their work cut out to make sure that the Brexit negotiations are not a disaster for the UK, that they don't crash out and have to adopt WTO rules, which will have knock-on consequences for supply chain dependent industries like cars and the city, finance and all these kind of things. So there is a kind of desire there. She might not have huge kind of personal popularity ratings, but there is a kind of sense in Britain that she needs backing.
And is Margaret Thatcher in the back of their minds when they're thinking about her?
A little bit. I think she is a kind of Thatcher light. So more pragmatic than Mrs. Thatcher, less ideologically driven, but has some of those kind of quirky middle England qualities, quite ordinary, you know, tea sipping, gets along with kind of, you know, people in the street and that kind of thing that Mrs. Thatcher had as well.
Professor Simon Tormey from the University of Sydney, ending that report by Roderick Chambers.